Hey, and welcome back to the Eclectic Hedgewitch podcast. It's been a hot minute. I think it was April that I last made anything, but I'm sure you could probably understand between the state of the world and everything going on, and between COVID and participating and helping out the Black Lives Matter movement. My energy just wasn't in the place to make podcasts. It was definitely elsewhere. Right now, things are starting to kind of normalize where I'm living, so a lot of things are reopening, and we got pretty low cases and everything, so I'm lucky enough to have my life start to go back to some form of normal. Not quite, but to some degree. So I'm going to try to get back into making these episodes regularly. So today I figured what I'd wanted to talk about, because since I last started, since I was last making these, I've definitely gotten a lot into TikTok, because there wasn't much else to do during quarantine. You get bored pretty quick. But I noticed a lot of mixed information going around and things like that, and I noticed a lot of new witches and stuff getting some okay information, some not good information, or people who were just spewing whatever and just trying to, you know, make something that was the cute witchy aesthetic, but not actually sharing any sort of accurate information. So one of the big things that seems to be weirdly mixed on is working with deities, so I figured that would be what we'd talk about today. Just general advice, I guess, if you're looking to start work with a deity. So a deity would be a god or goddess. So if you're going to look to work with one, first of all, you really need to consider if you're willing to really commit to that. It's usually a very intensive practice. It's an every single day thing. It's not just when you feel like kind of thing most of the time. Unless you find a deity who you can have that sort of super casual relationship with, but generally speaking, you'll need to very much dedicate yourself. And if that's not something you feel ready to do, or something you're not comfortable with, you don't have to work with any sort of gods or goddesses. It's not an obligation. You don't have to practice witchcraft. It's totally optional. For a lot of people do it because they find that they get a lot of wisdom and power and assistance in their craft when working with one. I personally work with Hecate quite a bit, because that's just who I kind of drive with and bond with, and it's just sort of who I've been working with since I started. Now, I wouldn't recommend necessarily jumping into working with a deity if you're just starting. It's just kind of taking some time to find yourself a little bit, work with things, get yourself grounded, especially because I've heard stories of some people having very, like, tricky spirits try to convince them that they were deities or gods or whatever, and it wasn't a good time. So I'd say get familiar with working with spirits and differentiating between those who are actually trying to help you, who are trying to trick you. That might be a whole other episode on itself, actually, now that I think about it, because that one's a tough thing to navigate on your own. But definitely take some time to figure that out first. So yeah, maybe I'll have to dedicate a separate episode to that, but anyway, back to this. So next thing, it's think about the kind of energy that you want to connect with, what you need out of your practice, what you would need from your deity. Now, of course, there's various pantheons and stuff, so, like, you know, old Greek and Norse mythology. And you want to consider if you want to work with more divine feminine or more divine masculine. Some deities definitely come in pairs. So, for example, in Wicca, they have the horned god and the moon goddess. So you have to have sort of that pairing there. You'll find a lot, though, as well, that people kind of tend to ignore the horned god when talking about it, which is really weird, especially because it tends to be a big deal, but also for some reason else it kind of gets left alone, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know, maybe I'm mixing up traditions or something. And then there's also, like, in mythology, if a god and a goddess are lovers, or, you know, they always work together, if there's two that are always together, likely if you want to work with one, even if you don't work with the other, you're going to want to pay respects to the other, just for the respect of the deity that you're working with. Now, after that, once you've perhaps, you know, done your research, figured it out, decided, you know, who it is that you want to work with, who would be most beneficial for you, or you may even just feel simply called to one in particular, you just might feel drawn, and that's fine, you're going to begin to want to start reaching out. So that's meditating, you know, trying to connect with them, leaving offerings at your altar. The different deities have different preferred offerings, so that's something that would be really good to Google. You also want to figure out anything that, you know, what they're sort of associated with, things, you know, doing acts that would be good for them out in the world. For example, Hecate is a goddess that is very commonly represented with wild animals. So I often grow things in my yard that wild animals can come and eat, or go and, if I'm out in nature and stuff, I'll take things and leave stuff out that's not necessarily, I don't want to say I'm necessarily feeding wild animals, but I'll try to help take care of their environment and stuff, and things like that. So try to do acts for them, you know, in the world around you. Another thing is, when you do start actually begin to work with them, you need to learn how to commune with them. You need to have a regular, you know, provide things like regular offerings, make regular time for them, and learn to really, like, listen in and hone in on any wisdom that they give to you. Most deities, you have to remember, are these ancient beings. They don't generally tend to like it when you ignore their advice, when you ignore what they have to say, or go against what they want. Sometimes they could potentially even start refusing to work with you if they don't like how you're being. So it is possible to burn bridges with them. It is possible to piss them off. So it is a big practice in general. I want to start doing a little mini series kind of between other episodes on here called, and I think I'm gonna call it Deity Deep Dive, and I'll talk about specific gods and goddesses, and, you know, tips on how to reach out to them, you know, how people who do work with them would describe their practice, how you can reach out, what kind of signs you can see if they're trying to reach out and make a connection with you. Stuff like that. So I'm probably going to start with Hecate for that one once I do roll around, simply because for me that seems like the most natural starting point, since that's where I work with. And then I think I'll move throughout the Greek and Norse pantheons and stuff. If anybody has any requests for specific ones, I would definitely be chill with doing that and making an episode for any specific ones that people want to hear about. So that's kind of my big thing that I've been frustrated with, I guess, is just hearing some bad info about deities. Also, another thing, I can't believe I feel like I have to say this, but because it's also been spreading false information around some of the witchy communities lately, no god or goddess will ever try to have sex with you in the astral realm. I know that sounds crazy. But yeah, no, so there are genuinely a few people who are believing that those are the experiences that they're having. If there is an entity that is trying to do that with you in the astral realm, it's not a deity. You should back away from that experience. It's another kind of spirit trying to mess with you, trying to get your energy, trying to get you to believe that they're a god, and that is not where you want to be. That is not a good place to be. So I would definitely recommend, if you ever find yourself in that situation. Also, another one is, if you find yourself in a situation where you're working with a deity that's normally part of a closed practice, or part of practice that's difficult to learn about, or where the elders are of that are telling you, like, no, you're not ready, or don't work with these spirits, and you get that spirit reaching out to you saying, oh, don't listen to them, just come work with me directly. It's not the spirit of the god or goddess that you're trying to reach out to. It's likely something much more sinister trying to just trick you. So be very, very careful, and if you are working with like a teacher or somebody, an elder witch who knows what they're doing, definitely heed their advice when they say don't do this or don't do that. And when you see spirits trying to tell you, oh no, don't listen to them, that's not a good idea. Don't listen to the person that's teaching you. Now, of course, there are teachers that will give bad advice sometimes. There are occasionally teachers who will try to take advantage of new witches. I can make another video about that, but generally speaking, assuming that you have a good teacher, listen to them, don't listen to some random spirit coming around. It's not going to be a good time. So that was kind of a big talk for the day. A few other things that... a few other things just wanted to kind of chat about that have been going on in my life since I last made an episode, because it's been a hot minute. I've definitely been taking a lot more time to work on things, create things for my altar, because guess what? I've been bored, like everybody else. So I've been definitely spending a lot of time making candles, making blends, incenses to burn. I've been growing plants in my garden. I have a massive sage plant out there right now. I genuinely have more sage than I know what to do with, but that's not a bad thing. And by the way, just in case anybody's wondering, it's like your regular variety garden sage, like the kind that you cook with. It's not white sage, so it's not anything that's part of a closed practice. It's this particular kind of sage isn't endangered or anything, so it's not taking away from anyone else's practices or appropriating anything. It's a different kind of sage. So just in case anybody's worried, don't worry, I got you. It's safe sage. I also have, I was just tidying up my altar earlier, and I'm looking at it right now. I bought in November of last year here, this it's called the Practical Witch's Almanac. And yeah, it's like a little witchy planner and stuff. Little did I know, half the year I wouldn't know what day it was, so good luck trying to plan stuff. But it's really neat. I'll probably buy it for next year in hopes that it gets better, but yeah, it's kind of funny how all this year's gone. Ugh. But yeah, so that's... But I have found also a couple new books since I last talked as well. Well, actually, there's one in particular I want to talk about. It's called A Revolutionary Witchcraft. And I've seen a few books like this, but and I'm really, really happy to see it because, long story short, it's about witchcraft for the revolution against tyranny, against racism, against all that other BS that should not be in this world. And it's really great because... Now, some people say, oh, witchcraft isn't political. It's political by nature and always has been. I mean, when they started everything from burning witches at the stake to driving them out of the countries that they originally lived in to, you know, like killing witches to pushing them down to overtaking everything they had. Witches in the past have always been very, very oppressed. And right now, witches are having a hot minute where we're doing quite well, actually. But we're also in a place where we're seeing other people experience oppression, and it's definitely our duty to help them. So it's nice to see that there is a lot of educational resources suddenly coming out teaching people how to use their witchcraft in that. I've also seen it a lot, especially during the peak of the Black Lives Matter stuff going on earlier, which, by the way, is not over. It's not over until... Well, it's not over until the system is fixed, basically. There's been a lot of protests for various things here and there, and we can't forget about it just because the hashtags aren't trending on social media right now. So just a reminder. And I was so happy to know that in the witchcraft community, it wasn't even like asked, hey, are we gonna support this? It was just automatic. So yeah, we're supporting this. That's an obvious no-brainer. Here's some tips for people on how to use their craft to help support it, you know, beyond doing all the other things, between the petitions, donations, protests, you know, whatever else you can do within your own situation. So it was really nice to see that that was just kind of the default, that every witch was just like, yeah, no, we're on board, we're helping. So definitely proud of my people there. Also, if you're wondering why I wasn't really posting during all that stuff going on, it's because honestly I don't really have much of an audience on here. I figured my energy was best spent actually, you know, at the protests, signing the petitions, having those awkward conversations with family and friends, and you know, I felt like boots on the ground was a better approach. And I'm definitely not stopping. Right now it's kind of between things. Things have definitely slowed down, I think. Especially because schools are going to be reopening soon. I think a lot of families are trying their best to prep to figure out what the heck they're going to do. And so right now, everybody's kind of got their attention turned elsewhere for good reason right now, because, you know, people's safety, it's another matter of people's safety, a different one, but still an important matter of safety. So we'll see how this all goes. It's going to be interesting how it all plays out, but yeah, no, it's definitely not over. And I'm glad to see that the witchy community is also behind the movements. Also, if there's anything, any specific topics anybody wants me to talk about, like, again, let me know. Email's always in the description and all that. Oh, I also started a TikTok here. My handle for TikTok is YeetusDeletus85. I'll also be putting that in the description. It originally was not going to be for the podcast, but then I figured, so that's why it's not my my regular handle, but screw it, I'm just sticking all my witchy crap on there too. I also just filmed and posted one of my altar after cleaning up, and I feel like it looks nice, but also I have way too much crap, so I need to make friends with somebody who's witchy and just starting, so I can be like, hey, do you want these 50 million candles I made, but don't know what to do with? Because I'm going to make more, but I already have too many. Because I have all these other candles I need to burn now, and these ones I made. And I don't know why I made them, but I have candles. No, I have all this random crap that I just kind of made because I found that I had the stuff to make them and I wanted to try to condense things, so I made stuff. Like, I have black salt. I don't need black salt, but I have it because I had everything to make it, so I went, oh, well, we'll make it, and then if I need it, I have it, and now I have a big jar of it, and I don't know what to do with it, because I already have all these other kinds of fancy salts. Actually, no, not really. I have, like, white salt and then I'm crossing salts, but still. Like, yeah, no, I need to make a witchy friend in my area, because all the people that I do know that are witchy never really want to talk about witchcraft, which sucks. Like, does anybody else have that, where they'll meet somebody, they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm also a witch, and then, like, when you try to talk witchcraft with them or send them a meme, they'll just be like, eh, and, like, not talk about it. Like, I used to know somebody who was super chill about it, but, like, unfortunately, that person is no longer with us. But, yeah, I know, like, it sucks. Like, I have friends who are, like, super, who will say, yeah, no, I practice witchcraft, but, like, I can't talk to them about it because they just, like, won't, like, respond. Like, what the hell is that? And, like, don't get me wrong, I get the initial, like, I get the nervous response to it, because I'm also, like, sometimes I also kind of freeze a little bit when someone tries to talk to me about witchcraft, because I was raised, like, super Catholic, and my brain goes, are they going to be chill about this, or am I going to have to fight somebody? You know, but I feel like once you know that that person's on board, then that should kind of at least dissipate a little bit. But maybe I'm more comfortable with myself and where I'm at than other people. I don't know. It just, yeah, no. I need witchy friends in my area who I can talk to about things. I used to say, oh no, I'm gonna be solitary practitioner forever, but no, now I'm just like, I need other people to chill with at this point. I'm starting to finally be like, okay, no, maybe we're gonna just start a low-key coven of other queer witches and chill. I don't know. They don't even have to be queer. I don't care. I just want witches to chill with me. that's why I made this podcast, so I have somebody to talk to, even if I'm just talking to myself in my room and holding my phone up to my face. And then eventually I'll see the numbers go up on the little, like, this many people listen to your thing. But, yeah, I'm gonna start also making witchy memes for the Instagram again. Finally gonna start getting my crap back together on all these things. Trying to get my motivation back after the months of sleeping and working from home and not knowing what day it is. And I'm working from my office again. So, I actually have to leave the house during the day. I don't like it, honestly. I liked working from home. I liked being a hermit. But also, it's probably better for my mental health that I leave the house sometimes. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, working from home would have been great if I could leave my damn house during that period of time where I was working from home. Now I can leave my house, but, you know, the novelties are different, and yeah, it's a lot. The world is a lot right now. I mean, it always has been, but it's a new kind of a lot to get used to. Granted, I think most of us are pretty used to it to some degree. It's just, it's always changing, so I guess we always gotta adapt, and I don't even know what I'm rambling about anymore. I'm just kind of rambling because I have not made an episode in a while, and I think I'm just, granted, I think they were pretty rambly before, but yeah. So anyway, I'm going to stop rambling, end this episode, and yeah, let me know if you have any ideas for episodes. I'm gonna start prepping my little deity deep dive series that'll be going on. I'll see if maybe we can get a few little mini series going on, so that way I can have a few topics that I know what to talk about, and then other random stuff just thrown between. That'd probably be a chill idea. Alright, but yeah, no, follow me on TikTok, Instagram, the podcast's on, like, Google Play, Spotify, I think it's on a couple other places too, it's on Anchor, so yeah, that's where you can all find me. I'm on YouTube as well, but honestly, I, like, never upload to the YouTube. I threw up some Hagswag unboxing videos. It's been a few months. I'm a little bit behind on those. I honestly just didn't film the last few because I just, like, did not have the motivation to do it. I might start doing that again. I would like to. I probably should have gone on that sooner because I straight up opened my latest one from them yesterday, and it was actually really nice stuff in there. Yeah, so I got, like, a really huge, like, seashell and, like, some charcoal disc and, like, some sand to all, like, put in the shell so I could, like, burn this loose incense that they also gave, and, like, a Poseidon candle and this really cool, like, stone. And actually, I should probably not be giving away all the stuff that's in there, but yeah, I'll stop on spoilers, even though, just in case anybody that listens is subscribed to that box. Yeah, no, so, anywho, everything's in the description for if you want to reach out, if you have ideas, DM me on social media, or email me at eclectic, what the heck is even my email anymore, it's been a hot minute, one sec, there we go, it's eclectichedge@gmail.com, that's what it is. Alright, well, thanks for listening, everybody, have a good day. And I hope, well, I'm uploading this on the night of a new moon, so I hope this new moon has been treating everybody well. Alright, have a good night, guys.